Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Elliot. Hello, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing today?
Oh,
how,
so
how's
happy?
The mood?
Oh, everybody's so happy.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Jack much. How you doing, Jack?
Yeah, fine.
That's good.
Maybe next year's the year.
You never know.
Hey, Vic Fangio said today, he sat down, he said the Dodgers didn't get to three yet.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the advantage of a short series is you win one game, all of a sudden it's a lot less daunting than being down 3-1, being down.
So I don't know if this is the person that wants that we should quote when it comes to playoff success, but I think it was like James Harden that said Although honestly, Harden said whatever. But okay. So when you lose in the playoffs, you feel like you'll never win again. And when you win, it feels like you'll never lose again. They're not going to win the series. I actually think they actually had no chance going into it. But if they win game three, people will feel better.
Yeah. Well, and look, it's just you win one baseball game, then you just have to win another baseball game.
Yeah, it's just been hard for them to do.
It has. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck in this October. What might need to change that soon. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Here is the next Twitter question. Do you want the Phillies to re-sign Kyle Schwarber? Now, we can all say that if we had put out this Twitter question 1 week ago, it would have been 97% yes. Ike, what do you think it is at today?
Oh, God, I guess coming off of these two games, I would imagine people aren't as gung-ho. I would certainly re-sign Kyle Schwarber, but I could see where fans don't feel like that is a priority right now. So let's go with... I still say the majority rules here that they want to bring him back, I'll go 55%.
Wow, pretty close. 53%.
Ooh.
Okay.
53%.
The Phillies played it right, though. Give them credit. It was hard. Yeah. It was probably hard not to buckle to public pressure in season and pay.
How'd they play it right?
Because now you don't have to re-sign him. If they would have re-signed him a month ago.
Hold on.
They don't have to overpay him.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And there's not the public pressure.
Be better without Kyle Schwarber?
The team has to rebuild. So it doesn't really matter
Rebuild?
Yes. I mean, I've been saying this for months, so this is not a reaction. Like,
it's not football.
I know,
you
but
get
this,
these
you
done
can't
in one
bring
season.
The same core back. Like, I'm not itching same, to get rid of Kyle Schwarber.
You're not bringing the same core back, but not bringing the same core back and rebuilding are completely two
okay,
different things.
Fair with
rebuilding
that.
Says start over, blow it up, don't expect postseason next year. There's no way that organization, with many people that come through those turnstiles, mm-hmm. You mean to tell me you're going to tell them you're not trying to win anything next year?
I agree, it's not a good message to send.
Yeah, that's
for
not
sure.
That's not happening.
I agree, but
that's
like
bad business.
But Schwarber is a free agent, and so you're talking about giving him another 3 years.
Yeah,
you know whatever he gets. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to make that financial commitment now. Now
sure
you can.
Do.
I don't think you do.
Well, I don't think you do either.
I do.
Okay.
I think the fans want it. I don't think the fans are going to want it as bad as they
the
would
fans.
Have.
The fans want to win. They're upset right now.
But this team doesn't win.
I understand.
Wow.
Elliot, stop trying to prove to me that you were right.
That's not
the point I'm making. The point that I'm making is that moving forward, you need to put a product on the field that people will spend money to go and see. So if you don't bring Kyle Schwarber back, you better bring somebody in here that replaces Kyle Schwarber.
I agree.
So whether you're giving him $30 million or you're bringing another $30-plus million guy, you're going to bring somebody in here that puts butts in the seats.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't try to win next year.
Yeah.
Like rebuilding in baseball is maybe not the right term. What I'm more meant is you have to shake things up. And with
Schwarber,
I think
fine.
With Schwarber becoming a free agent, he's the easiest piece to shake.
Well, I mean, we'll do this when the time's right. Castellanos. Yeah,
they could still win the series.
Castellanos is not going to be
no,
here.
Yeah,
No. I just mean overall. Yeah. Castellanos probably not going to be here. Mm-hmm. Bohm, most likely, not going to be here.
Right.
Taiwan Walker, probably, if they're lucky, not going to be here.
Right.
And then you have the decisions on Schwarber, on JT, and on Ranger.
And Bader.
And Bader. And those.
Yeah. Well, Bader, I would definitely bring back.
Well, okay. So starting pitching is what it is. You're going to have Zach Wheeler if he's healthy. You're going to have Christopher Sanchez. Mm-hmm. You get Nola is here.
Lizardo.
Lizardo's here.
Yeah, they're all here.
They're here.
Painter.
Right? Trey Turner's not going anywhere. Bryce Harper's not going anywhere.
Nope.
So, you know.
You think Bryce Harper's sitting around here for a rebuild for us to just rip him every day?
We're going to rip Bryce Harper
for the next 3 years while young guys develop around him and his Hall of Fame career just waste away.
I think
Bryce is going to. Well, Bryce won't be here. Well, I'm just saying, if you're a guy of that status, you're not sitting around for rebuilds and all of that in this city when you're the guy that's going to get ripped when the team is not winning.
Yeah, I think the team has a decision to make this offseason on if they're going to double down on this core or if they're going to try to shake things up in a major
Who
way.
Who is this core to you?
To me, the core is Bryce, Schwarber, Turner, Bohm, Casty, Stott. JT. Like the guys that have been here for, I know Turner's only been 3 years, but that have been here since 22, that's the core to me.
So the issue is, and I agree on Schwarber. I want to be clear. I thought it was good that they didn't sign him during the year. I have not been committal to signing him. I would not overpay him in the offseason. But in baseball, you are at the mercy. You can't replace current players with draft picks, mm-hmm. and there's way fewer free agents.
It's not the NFL.
It's way fewer. So you have to spend the money on somebody so that you are at the mercy of who is available. So unless you're telling me that, and again, I agree with you largely on Schwarber.
Right.
Unless you're telling me you'd rather spend the money on Pete Alonso because you think that's going to be better.
I just think they need a vibe change. Sometimes
I don't disagree.
I think maybe you have to make a decision you wouldn't otherwise.
Then maybe the manager.
It might be the manager.
The manager is definitely going to be
Maybe that's
gone.
What you do. Yeah. I'm just saying, John Middleton, Kyle Schwarber, to me, has played his way into being one of the great Phillies.
I agree with that.
And this is an organization, as much as they're not the Eagles. This isn't a guarantee mm-hmm. that people are going to stay locked in on the sport. And people are going to go down there and fill the ballpark up like they do.
Yeah.
It took them a while to get back to that status. I'm pretty sure John Middleton loves the way his bank account looks over the last 4 or 5 years. You think that's going to be thrown away on an Andrew Painter that we don't know anything about? Aiden Miller, who needs to be developed? Justin Crawford, who needs to be developed? What are we doing? I'm going to win 85 games next year?
I think that point is
and
true.
And be irrelevant?
But I also... I don't know if that's the best way to make decisions. I get that how they will.
Sure it
but
is.
I'm
the Eagles do it all the time.
But the Eagles are competitive and make smart decisions on the football field. I don't know if the Eagles would
They go spend money on players.
Yes. But I don't know if the Eagles would re-sign Schwarber.
No, we would just continuously re-sign all the offensive linemen we re-signed for years.
They just gave Saquon $40 million.
And now they got a character, number one.
But it's what they did.
And they had just won the Super Bowl.
They're paying two wide receivers $30 million, and we run the football.
Yes, well, I think that they're probably not super thrilled about that. But the point I'm making about Schwarber is he is older. He is a DH. He just had the best season of his career. You're paying top dollar. To me, it's hard to compare baseball to football, but that does not profile to me a player the Eagles would sign.
They just gave a linebacker $40 million.
Yeah. But Bond is three or four years younger than Schwarber is.
It's also football,
it's football,
not baseball.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the Schwarber thing, I think they will end up signing Schwarber. And truth be told, I think it'll be a lot less money than we're thinking.
Yeah, I don't care what the price is as long as he's here. I don't care how much he makes.
Yeah, they just can't run it back with the same team is the point I'm making.
Castellanos will be gone.
But where do you bet they can?
Okay, they can try it. The Sixers tried it.
No, we can say we don't want them to do it because we don't believe it'll be successful. That's different than what they will actually do. This team is a team that enjoys where they are right now. And they are where they are because they have names on the back of the jerseys that matter. You don't give that away. The same thing the Sixers have been doing for almost a decade now. Once you get the fans back in the building and you're selling season tickets, they don't care if they re-sign Joel Embiid with a bum knee to a 3-year extension. I don't care because his name is Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but no one goes to Sixers games anymore. Like, the Sixers games don't have great crowds. Like, and the Sixers.
Well, last year they didn't, but prior to that, when they were on the court, the Sixers were one of the better home teams, right? Attendance wise.
But prior to last year, they did well.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. I guess to your point about the names on the back of the jerseys, the feelings about those names are changing, right? Philly's playoff games and this run they've been on has been unbelievable. It is like.
You think they're giving that up?
I don't know if there's anything to give up anymore. I just listening to the callers today, I think people are starting to get sick of this.
That's the immediate reaction.
I know, but it sounds like the Sixers.
We did the same thing last year.
But to your point, the Phillies are not the Eagles in the way that people are not going to give their time to the Phillies no matter what, right? So, like,
no,
if you're frustrated with the team.
This city is invested in the Phillies.
It's invested in this version
because
of the
Phillies. Yes,
that's all I'm talking about. Yes, they are invested in the Phillies. This Bryce Harper, this version of the Phillies, this city has been completely invested in it since he's been here. Since he's been here. That's what it has been. The Sixers, the Phillies have been the second most popular team in this city, and it's not even close.
I agree with that.
It's not even close.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That status means something.
But the way we viewed them in 22...
Yes.
Compared to now, is very different. And that's the point I'm making in terms of
Philly
bringing
fans,
back the same guys.
And I think Philly fans are more forgiving of their baseball team and are more willing to run it back. Wouldn't surprise me if Rob Thompson is back next year.
Oh, he'll be back.
Wouldn't surprise me if Rob Thompson is back next year.
So I do actually agree with your point. You could be right about that. Spring training, it seems like the Phillies, people are forgiving of them, right?
Yes.
But I'm just saying, looking at the product on the field, like, they have gotten worse every year in the playoffs.
But I believe this is where you are unable to separate baseball from other sports. And okay. I agree with you on Bryce more than most people do.
Yeah.
And I say it, right? I agree with you on Schwarber more than most people do. But that team, the reason it was different in 22 is because nobody expected it. This team is better than the 22 team.
Yes.
It's just a fact. They're better.
Yeah.
They're a better team.
I agree with you on that. The only point I'm making is they are going down.
No.
They are in the playoffs. Like
in the playoffs.
Well,
But that's not a fact. That is not always reciprocal of how good the team is.
Yes.
The truth is...
But I think it is when you lose the same way every year.
But if the team has the ability to win 95-plus games a year...
They have the ability to win the World Series.
Yes!
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sixers won 50-plus games most year, and all I heard was they're not going to win.
Different sport.
I don't know why... Yeah, it's different, but the view of them and how they handle themselves in the playoffs is the same. All year, I heard the Phillies were different. It looks exactly the same as it did last year.
The results.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm saying during the year, it was it's a different year. They're fighting. And it was exciting and fun, but now that I'm watching the playoffs, it feels like I'm watching the Mets series last year.
But the difference
is... it feels like that with the Sixers.
The difference is, if you put the Dodgers away, and this team was close to winning two games against the Dodgers, you put the Dodgers away, every team in baseball that is in the playoffs has about the same chance of winning the World Series. That is not the NBA, where the best one or two teams always wins the NBA championship. It's just different. It doesn't. So if you're putting the Yankees operate the same way. The difference is they've been better at it for the last 25 years. So every year they win 90 plus games. They're in the playoffs, and they will say to themselves, "That is our goal." And if we get there, and we get the right mix, and we get hot at the right time.
Yep.
I am not doubling. I have as critical of this team as I possibly could be. But the truth is, you can't look at next year in baseball. You can make changes around the fringes, but you have a bunch of guaranteed contracts that you can't do anything about. You can move Castellanos. You could even make the decision on Schwarber. But ultimately, you're coming back with Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, most likely Bryson Stott, hopefully Harrison Bader, probably JT Realmuto, again, because there is no other option there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Most likely. Uh-huh. And you're hoping that around the fringes, you get a little better, you get a little younger, and you get in the playoffs next year, and you try it again. I know it's tedious and to go through this over and over and over again, but it is not like the other sports. Hey, you can't build a team
better
than...
I agree with you holistically about that. The point I'm making more is with this specific group of players, I just think the worst thing in sports is baggage. And like that's the other thing that, you know, this has kind of taught me. And again, the series is not over. Like, they could win tomorrow and make this thing interesting. But like, you look at... Like, the Phillies have been unable to get back. The Sixers carried baggage from all those playoff losses. It really makes what the Eagles did really impressive. To lose in 22 and win in 24 is like, really, really hard to do. So while I agree with what both of you are saying, that they will be a competitive team next year, and that they're, once you're in, baseball is more fluky than the other postseasons. It's just when the result looks the same in the playoffs year after year, it's hard, I think, for fans, and that's why I think it should be hard for the Phillies to say, well, we'll roll the dice next year, maybe we'll get hot, when it's been like 15 straight playoff games of them not being hot.
Well, things will be different. Right, listen, I know that the ending of this may not turn out to be what we wanted to turn out to be, but I still think there's something to, as Spike was just saying, if you're like the Yankees and you're giving yourself a shot to be in the postseason every year, one of these years, it's going to turn for you in your favor. At least that's your thought process. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we can bring Bader back, that's a new player that we haven't seen for a full year. You get Duran for a full year.
Yep.
You get a couple of these young players. What is really going the big question for them will be, how far has their young talent developed as to whether or not they can contribute at the major league level next year to where it's significant?
Yes.
Now, then you can start replacing some guys then. But the problem for me is I don't know what these young guys can do.
Yeah, right? None of us do until
like,
they're here.
Aiden Miller, these guys still haven't gotten here yet. You know, so I don't know how much they're going to contribute next year. Are we going to be saying trade deadline again next year? Wait till the trade deadline?
Yeah,
I think it's hard to go into a baseball season where you're already, you've thrown in the towel. You've waved the white flag.
Yeah, they're not good at
that. That's hard to do.
And I don't think they will do that.
That's hard to do.
But the Schwarber thing to me is an important decision because there is a degree of doubling down with that because he is a free agent as opposed to trading.
But it's only money.
True, but they do have a cap.
My thing is, it's not like you're... If they can get the right price and get him for 3 years and it costs them $30 million a year, nobody's going to care.
No, I think that's fine.
Nobody's
going
to care. You get Kyle Schwarber for the next 3 years and you got 40-plus home runs. You're saying, don't even do that. Move on from him.
I just think
that's what I'm arguing against.
I agree. Like, and I'm
not saying overpay him.
I get that. I just think like the guy doesn't even have a hit in the series. It's hard.
Neither does Bryce. Oh, yeah, he has one hit.
Yeah, he has one.
One hit and a walk.
And a walk, right.
Well, yeah.
He's trying.
Yeah. You stay in there. You just
got doing great.
It's just like, you know, I get that they win a lot in the regular season, and I get that the excitement of the regular season gets you through the summer and you don't want to go into a season with a bad team. But like, man, we're not talking about letting some guy go that has, you know, been a I don't know. I just think they need a fresh start. And maybe that's not rebuild's not the right word. They need a freshness about them that the Sixers have not yet accomplished, if that makes sense. And I don't know how you go about it. And maybe it's Schwarber and you get rid of other people. But if like last year with the Mets, they basically ran it back, right? And people were frustrated about that. Now they're frustrated again. So the idea of
bringing went out and got Juan Soto.
No, I'm sorry. The Phillies ran it back after they lost to the Mets. Basically.
Oh,
they brought
Tommy
back.
About the Phillies ran it back. Okay,
yeah,
I thought you meant the Mets
back. No. I just think they need a freshness, and they have to find a way to get that freshness.
The problem is there's no Juan Soto available.
So yeah, maybe it's Thompson. I mean,
do you think that?
Well,
counts,
we said
though?
That last year about changing the voice in the clubhouse.
To be clear, I don't think there's any chance of firing Rob Thompson.
I don't think they are either.
0%. Okay. I know Jack is saying that he thinks he should be managing for his job in
Los
Angeles.
And I don't think he should be.
Well, I don't.
He had the best year as a manager this year.
Why don't you think they will fire him?
Because it's not his fault.
Because they like him. They think he's good.
And it's not his fault.
Yeah.
So I would compare this a little bit to Brian Johnson in 2023, where like Brian Johnson was fired because someone had to go. I don't know if it was specifically his fault.
But he's a coordinator.
No, I know, but
he's not. He wasn't the head coach.
Right, right. But I'm saying, if they lose on third, if they lose game three, four, like whatever, something has to change.
I think,
and I think Topper is the easiest one to make. And I agree with you; it's not his fault. I don't think it's his fault, but he's also not fixed the problem. And the problem is how they hit in the playoffs, and he has not fixed it.
Well, how is he? All right,
I don't know how he's supposed to fix it, but he's not done it.
This is going to sound like me talking out of both sides of my mouth. I think there is a perfectly fair argument to fire Rob Thompson. I thought there was last year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Perfectly fair, through no fault of his. I think, but here's the second part of it. I don't think there's any chance they're going to fire him.
Nope.
And because I think they like him. I think Dave Dombrowski likes him. I think, not likes him personally, I think they think he's a good manager, and they look out there, and I know Jack's been mentioning Bruce Bochy. They tried that. They tried the old proven guy who's won a World Series. His name was Joe Girardi. It didn't work out here.
Yeah, at least Bochy did win one 2 years ago.
Yeah, but yes, yeah.
Instead of 09.
I think they will look at it and they will again.
Now, Bochy?
I'm talking about both sides of my mouth. I think they will look at it, rightly say Bryce Harper,
yeah,
Kyle Schwarber did not perform, and
but
Rob
Topper
Thompson
holds
can't
some responsibility.
No, he doesn't.
Like
does.
A little bit.
No.
He's had multiple years with these guys.
Get
to
in
try
there.
To teach
go ahead,
them.
Jack.
Doesn't it feel a little Yankees-ish though with Boone? Where they keep,
yes.
Boone's not the issue. Boone's not the issue. Boone's
right.
not the issue. And we all agree that Thompson's not the issue, sure, but he's also a issue.
No, I agree, but I'm not even arguing with you, really.
I'm just saying that it reminds me a little bit of like the Yankees just keeping to run Boone back rather than just changing something.
Yes, I agree. It might be the right move to do it. What I don't agree is that
they're going to do it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think there's. Let me be clear. Unless he runs on the field naked Wednesday night.
That's an idea.
I think the Fanatic did it last night.
I literally believe the chances of them firing Rob Thompson are zero.
So, go ahead. Here's
Jeff.
My thing on that.
Yeah.
I actually want to see if me and Ellie could keep talking at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how that would sound for everyone out there. So, Dave Dombrowski did not hire Rob Thompson.
Yes.
So,
you're
I
right.
mean, he did make him the interim manager and he kept him around and gave him a contract extension.
Well, he hired him then.
No, I mean, he's here already. He gave him the
he
job.
He made him manager.
Yes.
Yes.
He fired Joe Girardi to make him the manager. Sure.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm just thinking about what he did in Boston.
Okay.
Where he did fire a guy who won the World Series in 2013 with that Red Sox team, felt like he couldn't get them over the top, and brought in his own guy in Alex Cora.
Okay.
I wonder. I think he thinks that Thompson's done a really good job, but I do wonder if he thinks that he's the guy that can get this team over the top.
Which is 100% fair.
But has he done a great job?
Yes.
Rob Thompson?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. This year, at least.
I mean, they lost to the Diamondbacks in 23. They were bad. I mean, these are just the results. The playoff results are not good. Under 22, they were for sure. But they were the heavy favorite, lost 6-7 at home against the Diamondbacks. They lost to the Mets, and they're likely going to lose to the Dodgers.
But he's a baseball manager. He's a baseball. He's not a football.
Well, then
coach.
How do you do a good job? He can't be blamed for the losses, but then only the good stuff.
But I'm not giving him credit for any single win. Just like I'm not giving him credit for any single loss. Your job as a baseball manager is to get the most out of the team over the long haul. Every baseball manager decision is really based on whether it works or not. If Nick Castellanos had gotten to third, if Mookie Betts had dropped that ball.
Right.
Which is possible, right? He got knocked over.
Yeah.
If Mookie Betts drops that ball, Bryson Stott is safe at first. Bader hits the single. Stott's on third, wins the game. Nobody questions the bunt. And so it is.
But it's like that with all coaches, to be fair.
Yes, but all coaches have real. Football coaches have the most control over what's happening. Basketball next, baseball last. And his job is to not make the right decision in one game. That's not what a baseball manager. He has done a good job.
So I think he's done a good job in the regular season because they are constantly winning a lot of games.
He had a lot of stuff to navigate this year.
Yeah, and so then the argument is how much can he be blamed for the playoff failure? Because when you say they've gotten the most out of or gotten what this team should have been, I think we would all agree this team should have been good enough to win one series over last year and this year.
Yes.
Now, but how much of that is playoff fluke? I don't know.
Unless if I had told you beginning of the year, the team that they're going to face in that first playoff series is the Dodgers, you would tell me they would be a significant underdog against the Dodgers. They were an underdog against the Dodgers in this, and not making excuses, but if I had told you before the year they're going to play a playoff series against the Dodgers are going to have all their pitchers healthy, all of their lineups going to be healthy, who's going to win that series, talent for talent, you would tell me the Dodgers.
Well, I would, but everybody would. No, I know, but I guess what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, the results are the results, and this is a team that was in the World Series in 22, and they have gone back every year. So, like, I get your point that baseball can be fluky. I think they did get a tough draw on the Dodgers, right? Like, they did. But the draw is the draw. They have one of the highest payrolls in baseball, and they will now, for the second straight year, not seriously compete for a title.
And they had their chances.
Yeah.
Like, they had their chances. Yeah. They were there. They had opportunities to win either one of those games.
And just quickly about the bunt, because, like, I agree with you that if that works, then no one's talking about it, and that baseball managers do have less control than football. But the similarity with the bunt is, like, Nick calls a play or Petullo calls a play, and if it doesn't work, they look like an idiot, even though they're not executing it, right? So, to your point about the Topper thing, you're right. He doesn't impact it as much, but he did in a major way last night, and it cost them.
Yes, but just like I wouldn't fire Nick for going in on third on fourth and Saquon drops the ball.
But ultimately, Eagles coaches and other coaches do get fired based off results, regardless of the circumstance.
Sure.
And the results have not been what they should have been the last
two
years.
Well, Chip used to be famous for saying it wasn't anything wrong with the play call, it was the execution.
It was execution. Yes.
Well, he got fired for a lot of reasons.
Which is also what we're hearing a lot this year from the players.
That's the execution,
215-592-9494. We will continue to talk about this Phil's game. I do want to ask Elliot.
We are.
Yes. Well,
I got embraced it.
I do want to ask Elliot about the meeting between AJ Jalen and Saquon.
That's what I want to hear about.
I want to ask Elliot about his report about Saquon's knee and the report from Jeff McClain about Landon Dickerson, and then Brian Daboll's quote about AJ Brown.
Amazing.
Which is really, for a guy who's going to be fired relatively soon, was
he's looking for a wide out?
No, he was.
I think he's looking for drama heading into Thursday.
I think he's trying to get into people's heads. I give him a little credit for that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.